This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we have a huge guest coming up, very informative in the third hour, but I want to air a lot of excerpts of the things that have really got Tucker Carlson banned. Biden's announced his re-election bid, so much big news coming up. But here he is talking to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. just a couple days before they took him off air, hitting on all cylinders.
So you are, of course, being dismissed as a vaccine nut, but watching your announcement today, it wasn't about pharma even so much as it was about America's place in the world and what do we do about it. If you wouldn't mind summarizing for our viewers where you think we are and what you think we ought to do.
Well, I gave a long speech, Tucker, and thank you again for having me on.
Of course.
And for that very kind of an introduction. I think that the general theme of my speech was this corrupt merger of state and corporate power, which is turning our country into a corporate kleptocracy, into a system of socialism for the rich, and this kind of a cushy socialism for the rich, and this kind of brutal, merciless capitalism for the poor. It keeps us in a state of war. It bails out banks at the same time that last month, the United States government told 30 million people it was cutting their welfare their food stamp checks by 90%. It took 15 million people off of Medicare. The same month, it gave $300 million to the Silicon Valley Bank and tapped up the cost of the Ukraine war to $113 billion. We're sending $113 billion to the Ukraine. The entire budget of EPA is $12 billion. The budget of CDC is $11 billion. We have 57% of American citizens could not put their hands on $1,000 if they have an emergency. A quarter of our citizens are hungry. So we're cutting welfare and food stamps by 90%. And we're paying, and we're bailing out the bankers. We're paying for a war that we can't afford. And the way that we do this is by printing money. We've printed 10 centuries of money in the last 14 years, and that caused the inflation, which raises food, which is a tax on the poor. We've raised food prices for basic foods like chicken, dairy, and milk by 76% in the last 2 years. And now we're cutting people's food stamps and bailing out banks the same month. It doesn't make any sense. And we need to get rid of this kind of corporate control of our government. It comes from our democracy is devolving into kind of a corporate plutocracy.
I would think that what you just said, and I'll just be honest, I agree with most of it, but even if I didn't, I would think, boy, that's a really interesting thing to say. You have a coherent worldview. You've written a lot of books on these topics. You've clearly thought about it. You're not in it for the money. So don't these issues deserve a wide hearing before the public entering a presidential year? It seems to me that they do.
I would think they would, and particularly the issues of war. And, my son went over and fought in the Ukraine, as I said today. I think the major doyens, sort of diplomatic, the most respected diplomatic gurus like Henry Kissinger and Jack Matlock and Larry Wilkinson have all said the Ukraine war is a huge problem for our country because it, from a geopolitical standpoint, is driving the Russians close to the Chinese, which is the worst thing for us. But we're there for the right reasons, because we have tremendous compassion for the Ukrainian people and the illegal invasion, the brutality, and also their valor and their courage. My own son was serving over there. He joined a special forces unit as a machine gunner. He fought in the Kharkiv offensive. Americans care about the underdog. They care about that kind of suffering. But the question is, why are we in the Ukraine? Because Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, said that we're there to exhaust the Russians. President Biden has said that we're there to deplatform, to depose Vladimir Putin. And if that's why we're there, and we're killing a lot of Ukrainians as pawns in a proxy war between two great powers.
We'll be back.
Here's one last thing I would say. Nobody talks.
They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Jesus, you got me. Freedom, you got me. America, you got me. Honor, courage, will, you got me. New World Order, you got my commitment to come after your ass and never give up. There's a funny thing about the world. It's not just evil in it. There's good. And all of you that care that do this broadcast are at the heart of that resistance. And I salute you. All right. Let's tie it all together. And then start getting some of these Key Tucker Carlson clips that are so important in his excerpts of his hour-long speech that's posted on InfoWars.com from the Heritage Foundation after his show Friday night. Normally hosts his show from Florida or Maine, but was actually there at the Heritage Foundation in D.C. doing it out of the Fox studios, so his last show out of Fox. And again, it's bigger than a microcosm. It's the entire globalist playbook to punish and make examples out of anybody that opposes them so that other people see that and keep their heads down. But it's the keeping our heads down that's cooked our goose. There's not much time to turn this around at this stage before things get really bad. And we'll turn it around after that. But do you really want to go one room down the ladder again and slide into some even deeper tyranny before we go, man, this stinks. This sucks. This is not good. And again, I have an open hand, an outstretched hand to people in the system. The government is not our enemy. The corporations are not our enemy. The universities are not our enemy. The churches are not our enemy. The black people are not our enemy. The white people are not our enemy. The brown people are not our enemy. Evil is our enemy, and evil has unlimited money through the fraudulent banking system, more than all the real assets in the world, over 100 times it's estimated conservatively. And so that's why they can just endlessly fight us and do outrageous things that no one would accept in their right mind, because they're able to find people that will take the money. But there becomes a point where things are so horrible that the money, you can't even spend it anywhere. You build a prison around you, and then you're in the prison with the worthless money. And that's really the best analogy. It's like you climb down in a mine full of gold, and then you dynamite the entrance and cave it in on yourself. So, yeah, you're a rich skeleton down there with 5 tons of gold. If you told somebody, hey, we'll let you have $5 million of gold at the bottom of that mine, you'd go look at it and see it. It sure is, here's the contract. But we're going to set up 500 pounds of TNT in the mine shaft and blow it shut and kill you. But that gold is yours. No one would say, oh, yeah, I guess there's a few suicidal crazy people, but who would do that? Daryl Rundis, a great pastor and friend of mine, said one of the ways he would wake up non-believers is asking them, would you give up your eyes for $1 billion? No. $10 billion? No. Would you give up your soul for $1 billion? Because that's way more important than your eyeballs, that are just stalks that grow in the embryonic phase of development in your mother's womb. They're windows of the soul because they're literally brain tissue. When you look at somebody's eyes, you're looking at their brain. Stalks that grow out and look at you. And then get processed by the brain. Would you give up those eyeballs? No. Well, then why would you give up your son's family jewels? You know, why do people always call it, oh, that's my grandson, or that's my firstborn son. That's the family jewels. Because those are incredibly valuable. That's the history of your family. That's your genetics. That's who you are. That's the continuation. That's the pride. That's who's going to take care of you when you're old. But now it's fashionable to cut those off, and people line up to do it because they see the national news and the culture, and they think, I'll be accepted. I'll be progressive. I'll show that as a sacrament to the new leftist religion of depopulation, which they now admit is a religion. And so Tucker has now entered that rare space where he was censored and fired and besmirched and demonized and defamed. You know the talking point. Oh, you mean Tucker Carlson, the white supremacist. When did you ever see Tucker Carlson promote racial division? The answer is never. When did you see Democrats promote it? The answer is incessantly. Constantly. Immediately every day. First thing they do. So it is an honor to have this scum come after you, and it is Tucker Carlson, to use a Lord of the Rings analogy, fighting the Balrog. Gandalf the Grey falls, and for what seems like a million years in another dimension, battles it and finally slays the Balrog, and then he rises again as Gandalf the White. And that's the allegory, or Obi-Wan Kenobi getting cut down by Darth Vader. Comes back more powerful than you can possibly imagine, but only when the people back an Alex Jones or a Tucker Carlson do we come back stronger. And that's an allegory or a subset of how it works for God. God needs us to do the right thing. And then once we do that, God opens up our discernment, gives us more strength and more will, and gives us aid. But you have to get in the position of danger and skin in the game. Because if you don't have skin in the game, God does not give you the next level of understanding to lead, guide, and direct us. I need to talk to my dad. So I want to write down the prayer that he said every night and almost every morning when we sat down around the dinner table. It was only about a minute long, and I don't remember the whole way it goes, even though I heard it thousands of times, but it ended with, in nourishment to our body, we thank you for this meal, and we ask humbly that you lead, guide, and direct us to be good people in your will, that stand together and that empower humanity for your glory, something like that. And I want my dad to, because I remember asking him as a kid, I said, what's that from? And it was some Bible study seminary thing when he was a kid he went to. And that was the prayer he always said, but that's absolutely right. We don't go to God and ask God, give me a Corvette or give me wealth. People don't get those prayers answered, folks. When you go to God and you say, I am a broken creature, but I love you and I want to be better. Can you fulfill me? Can you empower me? Can you take control of me? Can you lead, guide, and direct me? I need you to lead me. I need you to guide me. And finally, I need you to direct me. But not until you ask God to lead and guide you. And once you start following that, Only then will you be directed. And these evildoers and these servants of Satan, they are directed by their energy field, by their spirit, by their force. Imagine how sick and sad and miserable, and things get worse for them, and things get more terrible, but always more. You just serve evil more. You see something nastier or worse, then you'll really get power. But all they really are is slaves, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what this comes down to, and it's this animating contest. It's this battle with evil that shows us who we are. It's by descending into the pit. And like Christ, picking up your cross, and like Christ, marching into hell and getting the keys to hell and death. That's what we're designed to do. And none of us are perfect. We're not Christ. We're not God. But we are to try to emulate that and ask God to lead, guide, and direct us. That is your mission, if you choose to accept it.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And, of course, the opposite is also true. The more you lie, the weaker and more terrified you become. We all know that feeling. You lie about something, and all of a sudden you're a prisoner of that lie. You are diminished by it. You are weak and afraid. But you look around, and you see these people, and some of them really have paid a heavy price for telling the truth. And they are cast out of their groups, whatever those groups are, but they do it anyway. And I look on at those people with the deepest possible admiration. I am paid to do that. I face no penalty. Someone comes up to me and you're so brave. Really? I'm a talk show host. It's like I can have any opinion I want. That's my job. That's why they pay me. It's not brave to tell the truth on a cable news show. And if you're not doing that, you're really an idiot.
Back it up a little bit. But that's not really the case in a tyranny. George Orwell said, telling the truth in an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You did pay a price now, Tucker, and now they're going to come after you. But he knows that. He's there trying to get them to not be liars, to get them to be stronger, to get them to be leaders. Continue.
Groups are, but they do it anyway. And I look on at those people with the deepest possible admiration. I am paid to do that. I face no penalty. Someone came up to me and said, you're so brave. Really? I'm a talk show host. It's like I can have any opinion I want. That's my job. That's why they pay me. It's not brave to tell the truth on a cable news show. And if you're not doing that, you're really an idiot. You're really craven. You're lying on television. Why would you do that? You're literally making a living to say what you think. And you can't even do that. You just go into little re-education meetings and you're like, yeah, diversity is our strength. That's exactly right. We need equity in the capital markets. Okay. All right. So if you're the one guy who refuses to say that, you are a hero, in my opinion. No one is trained to stand up in the middle of a DEI meeting at Citibank and say, this is nonsense. And the people who do that, oh, they have my deepest admiration. And so their example really gives me hope. It thrills me. I talk to them all day long, people like that. That's the first thing. If you say, well, you know, I think abortion is always bad. Well, I think sometimes it's necessary. That's a debate I'm familiar with. But if you're telling me that abortion is a positive good, what are you saying? Well, you're arguing for child sacrifice, obviously. It's not about, like, oh, a teen girl gets pregnant, and what do we do about that, and victims of rape. I get it. But when the Treasury Secretary stands up and says, you know what you can do to help the economy get an abortion? Well, that's like an Aztec principle, actually. There's not a society in history that didn't practice human sacrifice. Not one. I checked. Even the Scandinavians, I'm ashamed to say, it wasn't just the Mesoamericans, it was everybody. So that's what that is. Well, what's the point of child sacrifice? Well, there's no policy goal entwined with that. No, that's a theological phenomenon. And that's kind of the point I'm making. None of this makes sense in conventional political terms. When people, or crowds of people, or the largest crowd of people at all, which is the federal government, the largest human organization in human history, decide that the goal is to destroy things, destruction for its own sake. Hey, let's tear it down. What you're watching is not a political movement. It's evil. Good is characterized by order, calmness, tranquility, peace, whatever you want to call it, lack of conflict, cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. It's true. It is. And evil is characterized by their opposites. Violence, hate, disorder, division, disorganization, and filth. So if You are all in on the things that produce the latter basket of outcomes. What you're really advocating for is evil. That's just true. Those are manifestations of some larger force acting upon us. It's just so obvious. It's completely obvious. And even I have concluded it might be worth taking just 10 minutes out of your busy schedule to say a prayer for the future. And I hope you will.
All right. What have I said probably 5,000 times in the last 20 years? Because I didn't figure this out the first 9 years on air. If we identify the enemy as satanic and out to destroy things because they like it, and that it's a religion, then we beat them. Because then it all makes sense, and you understand they're not doing it for rational reasons. But if you sit there and listen to every excuse they've got for what they do, you get caught in the mindless minutia. And everything you heard Tucker say there, you've heard me say. And it's not because he tunes into the show, which he does. And it's not because we talk, which we do. You heard him say, I could talk forever with these people. And that's what he does. He's real. And he disdains the people that are liars because he knows he was lied to by them and he believed in the system till he woke up. And this show, he's told me to my face, was the critical catalyst for that. And the left hates me for that. They hate you for that, for supporting the broadcast and you waking up others, because they can track back, and this has been all over the news, so many of the people that are now opposing him. Alex Jones had the triggering key domino event in that. And that wasn't Alex Jones. That was God working through me and working through you. So as negative as all this is on the surface, it's very, very positive where we've come from and where we are now. The problem is they're going to try to start nuclear war. They're going to release more viruses. They aren't going to give up. So that's why I need to talk to all the people that have been on the fence and keeping your heads down and going along with the system. You know we're going to be destroyed if you keep doing that. Because it's not the evil people that love it and know what they're doing that are going to destroy us. It's you and I being cowards and being lazy and saying it's too big a problem and not beginning to attack the problem piece by piece everywhere you are. Because it's not going to be you and I that fix it, but it's going to be all of us together with God leading, guiding, and directing us. You have to open up to God, the creator of the universe, and just open up to God and say, I want to be good. I want to help people. Hey, show me what to do. Touch me. Show me. And you will feel the atmosphere change and the oppression just leave your body, and then start telling the truth and start challenging evil. I walk into the most leftist areas of Austin, right into restaurants with my head held high, and they don't say a word now for at least 8-9 months. And when they get in my face, I sit there most of the time. I don't get mad back at them. Well, they said, we're going to kill you. We're going to kill you. And I'm waiting for you at the door. Then they got their cameras. Oh, Alex just blew up at us for no reason at a chicken fried, chicken place. No, they came over to my table with my wife 3 times and whispered in my ear, I'm going to kill you, and would walk off. I'm going to kill you and walk off. And the newspaper said, we don't know that's true. So they came and asked the manager. They said, yeah, he complained, and the guy was coming over his table. But it was all about poking the bear, poking the bull. Let's, because there's tables outside that place. But I was in a little inside area eating because it was hot outside. And the Antifa people, that's who we later learned they were, would just come over and say, I'm going to kill you. You're going down, scumbag, F your family. Did it 3 times. And I didn't get his face those times. I just called the manager over and said, will you please, after the first time. There were 2 more times. He came over and said, stop that. Stop what you're doing. I had a record of it, but they got me the 4th time when I opened the door up, and there they were at the door, laughing at me. And I should have just said, I'll pray for you, you're pathetic, and left. But they got me to charge the red cape, and behind it was the sword. And it didn't do anything, the truth came out, but that's what they do. But you don't see the other 100 times they didn't bait me into it. But see, now they don't do that. They don't do that anymore because they know they're suckers. They know they signed on to Satan. They know I'm trying to save them and myself at the same time. And we're reaching the tipping point where people figure that out. All right, bunch of news, critical intel. Straight ahead, stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or get them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
No, they don't want Tucker Carlson to be heard, and you know I love talking. I got a lot of news to hit. That is a big guest we got next hour. Got some huge guests throughout the rest of the week as well. But he did an opening monologue, that's clip five, a few days before his last show. That was Friday, April 21st. This was Wednesday, April 19th, where he basically lays out how the people running our culture are literally out to get us on purpose. And again, once you know that, it's game over for them. Unless they get their cashless society and their control system in place and cut their resources off, then the average person will be so desperate they will follow most of the orders, and then we go to full physical war. All right? So everything I do is about averting that. But we are being made a failed state right now because all nation states must implode into the New World Order. It's the Great Reset, the Build Back Better. So here's Tucker Carlson, who played part of the monologue from April 19th. Here it is.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Sometimes you wonder just how filthy and dishonest our news media are. You'll be in the shower and you'll think, they're bad, but how bad are they? Well, here's one measure of their badness. You can try this at home. Ask yourself, is any news organization you know of so corrupt that it's willing to hurt you on behalf of its biggest advertisers? Anyone who do that is obviously Pablo Escobar-level corrupt and should not be trusted. What would that look like? That level of corruption. Well, imagine that the Trump administration had made it mandatory for American citizens to buy MyPillow. That's one of Fox News' biggest advertisers. Imagine the administration declared that if you didn't rush out and buy at least one MyPillow, and then at least another booster pillow, you would not be allowed to eat out. You couldn't re-enter your own country. You couldn't have a paying job. MyPillow, they told you with a straight face, was the very linchpin of our country's public health system. Now imagine as they told you that Fox, as a news organization, endorsed it, amplified the government's message. Imagine if Fox News attacked anyone who refused to buy MyPillow as an ally of Russia, as an enemy of science. And then imagine that Fox kept up those libelous attacks even as evidence mounted that MyPillow caused heart attacks, fertility problems, and death. If Fox News did that, what would you think of Fox News? Would you trust us? Of course you wouldn't. You would know that we were liars. Thank heaven Fox News never did anything like that. But the other channels did. The other channels took hundreds of millions of dollars from big pharma companies, and then they shilled for their sketchy products on the air. And as they did that, they maligned anyone who was skeptical of those products. At the very least, this was a moral crime. It was disgusting, but it was universal. It happened across the American news media. They all did it. So at this point, the question isn't who in public life is corrupt, too many to count. The question is, who is telling the truth? There are not many of those. One of them is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Robert Kennedy knew early that the COVID vaccines were both ineffective and potentially dangerous, and he said so in public to the extent he was allowed. Science has since proven Robert F. Kennedy Jr. right, unequivocally right. But Kennedy was not rewarded for this. He was vilified. He was censored. Because he dared to criticize their advertisers, the news media called Bobby Kennedy a Nazi, and then they attacked his family. But he kept doing it. He was not intimidated, and we were glad he wasn't. This is one of those moments when it's nice to have a truth teller around. It's helpful, because suddenly the stakes are very high. Considering what's happening in Ukraine, a topic most of us don't know much about because the details are not reported. It was a year ago that every media outlet in the United States, from USA Today to the New York Times, told you it was a dangerous conspiracy theory to believe the U.S. government had ever funded secret biolabs in Ukraine. The idea was ridiculous. In fact, it was Russian disinformation. And then one day, in sworn testimony, Toria Nuland of the State Department accidentally admitted that it was true. Yes, she said, there are many secret biolabs in Ukraine. And, quote, we are now, in fact, quite concerned that Russian troops, Russian forces, may be seeking to gain control of them. Wait a second, you may be wondering.
Let's stop there, back in 5 seconds. And then he drops an even bigger bombshell. I mean, it went on for 45 minutes. He points out that they say there's sensitive U.S. nuclear material at a nuke reactor. And the intel's coming out that they're making nuclear weapons. They're giving Zelensky nukes to then basically threaten Putin, which will cause World War III. I mean, the recklessness of this is a 10's the worst. This is a 5,000. I mean, it's let's blow the planet up crazy. And throughout history, at the bottom of the decadent cycle, you get crazy elites that have never been challenged, never been stopped, who then do something that destroys everybody. So that's where we are. Remember those bio labs? We had all the documents 2 years ago, even before the war started. We knew it. We reported here. We had experts on. Top former UN officials. And the guy that wrote the US and UN laws, Dr. Boyle. But Again, they just say, oh, it's a conspiracy the Russians put on. The Russians can't find their hand, their ass with both hands compared to the Chinese or the U.S., which is a problem. I wish our elites were as, you know, I mean, the Russians just want to have a bunch of wealth and, you know, hang out and drink vodka, seriously. And they're not trying to cut their kids' peckers off. And they look at us and they go, you people are nuts. And it's not that they're perfect, but, I mean, they are not captured by this sickness. Let's continue.
That Russian troops, Russian forces, may be seeking to gain control of them. Wait a second, you may be wondering. Why does the U.S. government maintain secret biolabs in a primitive country like Ukraine? Why not Austria? Why Ukraine? And why didn't we dismantle and remove these secret biolabs when the war with Russia started? Nobody ever explained that. This show was attacked for asking the question. Now we have learned that actually it is far worse than just biolabs. Not only has the Biden administration been maintaining these labs in Ukraine in the middle of a war, it also has, quote, sensitive nuclear technology in Ukraine as well. And no, we're not making that up. They admitted it today. Watch.
While Ukrainian staff are still operating the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, it does fall under the control of Russian armed forces and is currently being managed by Russia's state-owned nuclear energy firm, Rosatom. So this is a significant concern. And essentially, in this letter that has been reviewed by CNN, sent by the U.S. Department of Energy to Rosatom, the U.S. government has essentially warned Moscow not to touch the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant because of this sensitive American nuclear technology at the plant.
So many questions here, but we'll begin with the biggest one. What exactly is, quote, sensitive American nuclear technology? Sensitive American nuclear technology? Probably not to produce energy. No one in the media is going to ask that question. But if it's in the middle of Ukraine, in the middle of a war, it stands to reason this sensitive American nuclear technology has military applications. In other words, these are nuclear weapons. What else could they be? We'll stop speculating there. But take three steps back. This is all so crazy and so reckless, it is hard to believe it's happening. Here you have a Democratic president gone completely off the rails, completely, with existentially dangerous consequences, prosecuting a war that can only hurt the United States.
All right, let's stop there.
A war with no
upside. So it's not just what he's saying. He's got a whole backstory. Ukraine admits they're developing nuclear weapons. You've got surrounding countries saying they're giving them nuclear weapons. Zelensky says he wants nukes to then attack the largest nuclear power in the world. That's in the news. I mean, you're actually hearing that. And you look at that nuclear power plant of your TV viewer, you notice it's all shot out the windows. Right? They had a big battle there where tens of thousands of troops reportedly died in the surrounding areas. And now the Russians are in a shot-up nuclear reactor, and it just goes more and more insane from there. I mean, it's just totally demonic, totally insane, and our corrupt CIA doesn't really know about it because they're busy trying to blow the planet up. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guests throughout the week as well. I'll leave it at that. But let's start plowing through some of the news here. But I got to tell you, the whole Tucker Carlson speech at the Heritage Foundation about evil's real, it's moving against us, that's its goal, it wants to dominate, it wants to hurt people, let's break with it. And that's the message the enemy cannot defeat because it is the truth. So, let's look at some of these headlines that tie together. I already played this clip last hour, so I will not subject you to the narcissist demon. AOC, I won't subject you to playing it again. AOC celebrates Tucker Carlson's exit from Fox News. Deplatforming works. That's right. Disinformation in the state. The aptly named Restrict Act by the Mises Institute. The Austrian economics juggernaut. And it explains that it takes the Patriot Act and enslaves all Americans, totally surveilling us and putting us in jail for not using an internet ID. We've already talked a lot about it, but that's the backdrop where she says we need to outlaw speech that we don't like, and it works. That's not a 7, it's not an 8, it's not a 9 on the Richter scale, it's a 10. Did Biden steal the election? Ron Paul, big article on InfoWars.com. And the answer is, just with election meddling, suppressing the Hunter Biden story and hundreds of other big stories, and blocking voter information and banning or shadow banning thousands of candidates, 100%, that's the most basic form of election meddling, regardless of machines that we know are hackable, and regardless of all the mail-in ballots and all the crap we saw in key battleground states. Yes, they stole the election. And national polls show between 70 and 85% of Americans across the board, Republican, Democrat, independent, non-voters, all of them together, believe the election was stolen. So just keep telling us it wasn't. And just keep telling us there were no feds on January 6th. And just keep telling us that there's not a fentanyl problem. Because you know they get talking points for Jimmy Killen, Jimmy, whatever the hell his name is, Kimmel, and all of them. Stephen Colbert, and I don't even, they have almost no viewers now, but I still see the clips here and there. And about 6 months ago, they all in 1 week, all the big nighttime hosts, not big anymore, came out and laughed about fentanyl and claimed Republicans claim it's a problem. Ha, 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 big deal, fentanyl getting high. It's literally killing 100 plus thousand people a year conservatively. Almost everybody I know has had family die from it, in many cases not knowing they were taking it, and they're joking. What type of monsters joke about fentanyl death? Well, these people do, because they got to get you used to death and destruction all around you. Did Biden steal the election? Do bears take dumps in the woods? Excuse my French. Biden fumbles, re-election launched, deep state and big pharma scramble to bury news of lethal jabs. Yeah, we've got the videos, we've got it all. He couldn't even do a live announcement, and he bumbles and fumbles the recorded one. You don't want me to subject you to 3 minutes of Biden, do you? No, I don't think you do. I'm not going to play it. You want to go watch it, you can. It's on InfoWars.com. So, this is the plan, ladies and gentlemen. And when you read these headlines like, how greening the economy will destroy America. It's not greening. It's redding it with crime and murder and collapse. And it has nothing to do with the environment. Everything to do with China and all the other globalist slave states hitting all our jobs. It's about making America impossible to do business in. So they can produce it in the slave country and its middlemen ship it back here and control us. That's all this is about. Period. All right. Continuing, Biden announces re-election bid, saying battle for nation's soul isn't complete. That's right. You haven't gotten all our souls yet. Trump on Biden re-election announcement. He is worse than the five worst presidents combined. I absolutely agree with that. And Trump also came out and said it's treason that the 51 current and former intelligence officials who signed the letter claiming Hunter Biden's laptop was fake were involved in treason to steal the election. Here is the clip of President Trump.
Revelation that this was incredible, that 51 intelligence agents totally lied. I think it's treason. They totally lied just before the election, right before the vote. They lied and they said that the computer, which had all crimes on it, was Russian disinformation. 51 top people, the top people in the country, they lied. I actually think it's treasonous. And by the way, that's just another way that they cheated on the election. They cheated in many ways.
You should revoke, would you revoke their security clearances? A lot of these people still, they're contractors, they're still intelligence professionals, and they have access to our secrets. Should they lose that?
The security clearance of every one of those people should be immediately revoked. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, also in election news, the Hill reports, which I've been saying, RFK Jr.'s long-shot presidential bid may still give Biden a headache. Yeah, pointing out Biden's a lying tyrant, injecting real issues into the campaign. Yeah, only way Kennedy loses is by not running. Because even if he loses, he injects truth in. See, resistance is victory. We don't know who of us will take it over the top, who of us will score knockout blows. But if we don't get in the ring, if we don't get in the arena, then we've lost already. I wanted to play this clip, though. You know, let's do this next time because we're going to break here in about 4 minutes. But I love Hillary Clinton, which means I hate, and Susan Rice, all these warmongers. and Victoria Nuland by going, yeah, I convinced Obama to bomb Syria. Yeah, she's giggling. Why do they get off on the power? Obama, you know, nobody's better than killing than me, predator drones. It's fetish behavior. And when I see some colonel that I knew served 20 tours in wars, and if I saw some military person that has killed a bunch of people say that, I would think they're the worst person ever. You know what? I've never met anybody in the military, quote, war heroes and people that sit around and brag and hey, I killed a bunch of people, because they actually did it. But all the people that could not wipe their ass with both hands, they're all Hillary. We saw he died. We have to watch all these sick, weird witches who literally couldn't punch their way out of a paper bag tell us how great death and destruction is. That's coming up next segment ahead of our special guest. But these people are sick. All right, we're going to go to break in a few minutes. Look, here's how it works. InfoWars is here on the air, and we're fighting. And we're barely in the black, able to pay the bills. I want to thank you for your support. Plus, we have great products you need. But there's been a lot of stuff behind the scenes that's gone on where I'm told one thing, but it's always something else. And so I've done everything I've done in good faith with everybody. Everything I've said has been 100% transparent. That's all come out. And I've done everything I can to keep InfoWars on the air and to keep this operation going. If I'm going to leave InfoWars, or I'm going to shut this down because I can't do things that I think are immoral and the pressure is put on me in this process that's going on, you will be told, and there will be months until InfoWars shuts down. But I have to come to the point here of telling you that we are approaching a point where I say 20% chance that if that starts to happen, I'm going to tell you and let you know, because I'm not going to be pushed around. I turned down jobs from the New World Order and Roger Ailes and Fox News and Henry Kissinger and everywhere else. And my loyalty to my crew is paramount. But I have a loyalty to the truth that's even bigger. It's not my crew that's bad. It's the things that are going on. So I've got to jerk some people's chains here a little bit and just let them know, and I'm doing it right now on air, that if I get lied to or thrown on the bus one more time, maybe that's what you're looking for, you're going to get what you're looking for. But first, you're going to get a full exposure. So just look forward to that. And you're not going to stop me. You're not going to shut me down. We got offers all over the place ready to go. And I'll bring as much of the crew with me as I can. But I don't want to shut down these studios. I don't want to do it. But know that. 80% chance this continues on. Okay? So we need to get fuel in the tank, sell product, which you already need. But I would suggest, if you want InfoWars products, they're all in stock, ready to ship. If you want T-shirts, any of this stuff, books, any of it, this could be, in the next few months, your last chance to ever get any of this. And I don't want this to go this way and have to show you how real this is, but you need to get your orders in. They ship within a day of order. InfoWarsStore.com as a strong signal of us being viable. But that's not even the issue. You know, the issue is I'm not going to be set up with the Justice Department, a bunch of people. And I got all the evidence. I'm ready to politically, nonviolently flamethrow all their asses. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.